Hey, did you sleep in on
Wednesday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nath catch-up.
Welcome to the pod, guys. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, welcome to the pod. Just want to let everyone know who listens to the pod, subscribes to the pod. Thanks. Rate us 5 stars.
Yeah, thanks, guys. And make sure you subscribe. Yeah. No, don't just listen to one app.
Some people do that, but don't.
Yeah, don't tease us.
Just subscribe. You know what I mean?
Don't dip your toe in. Jump in.
Yeah, you ever dip your toe in? We're going to be off for a bit. Nathan and I are taking 2 weeks off from the radio show, which also means 2 weeks off from the podcast. So we will be back, but it's just a good opportunity to always go back and listen to some of the classics.
Well, there's still one show tomorrow.
Yeah.
So
we're not from today.
Not from today. That just made it sound like
him.
From tomorrow.
I was going to surprise him.
Jokes, we're here.
One more.
No, I like that. Let's do that.
Yeah. Oh, this could be the last one. Oh,
maybe
no,
it is.
There's one tomorrow.
No, there is one tomorrow.
No, there is definitely one.
Yeah.
But go listen to some old
ones. Or is there one tomorrow?
No, maybe not. Are there old ones? Maybe this is the only podcast we've ever done.
Daft Punk. Pharrell. Get lucky. 9 minutes past six. Hump day morning. 7 degrees outside. Thanks for joining us, guys.
I always love to chat to musicians and just know why they faded it out. You know what I mean? Like, what conversation does it go where it just ends
that was me. I faded that out.
Oh, you
yeah,
had enough
that
of
was
them.
Me. Oh. Yeah. Because, technically he fades out. I just made the fade out happen just quicker.
Daft Punk had enough of him.
Yeah, it goes on a bit. Because I like a hard finish. Don't like fade me out. It's lazy.
Bang. I do love a song that just ends.
Yes,
I
so do.
I don't love a song where they, and the lyrics go, sometimes the music just fades out, but sometimes the lyrics like,
yeah, they just keep going. It's like, when you perform that live, are you going away from the
No, because any concert, every concert you've been to, they finish a song, right?
Yeah.
So at what point in the recording process did you go, I reckon we do a fade out? I reckon we slowly walk away from our mic.
Stan, you out there on the mic, can you slowly fade us down?
Sorry, Nathan, lost you there. What were you saying?
Oh, no, what I was saying is, so I was reenacting if you're in the booth. So Stan, can you go out there and fade us down? It again.
I don't because the thing is you can fade away.
I don't know who keeps doing that.
You can fade away like mics, like you can walk away from a mic,
sure.
Right? But you can't fade away the drums.
No, you can't.
So
the
it is someone sitting in a booth just pulling a fade going, we're just gonna pull you down there.
So yeah, the anyway, well, that was always
that's how it
any
works,
drum
but...
sound effect you can find. I've only got one. Or a drum roll.
All right, do you want me to do Hobart Sister Cities?
We might come back and do it.
All right, we'll come back.
Yeah,
see you
okay.
Jimmy and Nate. Hobart's hit 100.9.
Jim, my autobiography, Nate, this is me. The 400-word book, including pictures, is available in Dimmicks. We went and restocked them with 4 more copies, so you can get down there and get a copy. Last week I announced a second release. So we started with 20 books. They went quite quickly, and now we've got a whole second release, a whole new 20 books. And if you want a copy, you got to message us on our Instagram at Jimmy and Nate.
A friend of ours, Jared, who you know, messaged me last night and because I put up the video of me breaking my rib on our Instagram. There's also a lot of book content on the Instagram.
Heaps of book content.
And Jared said, did you break your ribs on purpose because Nath was getting too much attention with the book? And you were like, Jimmy wants some attention. and yes, that's all true.
Yeah, 100%. That's exactly what I did.
Sick of Nath going on in his book.
And now he's going to write a book about my struggle with my broken rib.
I'm going straight to film.
Feature film.
Documentary.
A sit down.
Yeah, like a Tiger King.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The true story of how Jimmy broke his ribs. Was he attacked by Nath?
Did Nath push him off the thing? Yeah. Is he sabotage? Yeah. All right, now if you do want a copy of the book, the way we're giving them away is you've got to message us on our Instagram. Head to our Instagram at Jimmy Nath, send us a message. We'll get you on the show to make sure you deserve a copy before we give it to you. Because I'm not just throwing them out willy-nilly.
No, need to answer a couple of questions.
You've got to earn it. So up next, we're going to be chatting to a few more people who could potentially be taking home a copy of Nath, This Is Me. Jim, the demand for my autobiography, Nate, This Is Me, 400 words, including pictures, remains high, and we need to vet the people who are getting copies, because we can't just give them out. If you do want one, head to our Instagram at Jimmy Nathan, send us a message.
Yeah, we need to make sure they go to the right home.
Yeah, we don't want them just to be, received and then kind of thrown out or ignored. They need to be read and looked after.
The important questions is, what are you doing with it long term?
Absolutely. All right, Susie from Granton has sent us a message on Instagram. Hey, Susie, how are you?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
We're going all right. Now, Susie, you want a copy of Nate, This Is Me?
I would love a copy.
Now, reason for that, Suze, why would you like a copy?
I like to read autobiographies of people that I'm, well, not that I know, sports people or people that are on the radio or in media.
Okay, so you've read a few autobiographies in your time, Suze?
I've read a few, whether I've completed them or not.
Well, okay, you'll get through this one, Suze. You'll get through this one.
This one. Have you ever read one as short as 400 words, Susie?
I like the sound of that one.
A lot of pictures as well, Suze.
How do you go with pictures, Susie?
Very good. Yeah, I like pictures.
Okay. Now,
easy books to read.
Yeah, you're so right. It's very. You won't be able to put it down.
No.
Susie, if you do get it, and after you finish reading it, what are you going to do with it afterwards? Are you going to pass it on, or are you going to read it a few times, or?
Once I've passed it on to a few people, I will then bring it back home, and I'll sit it in the middle of my table in the dining room or lounge room, and Nath will be there for everyone to see.
Yeah, nice. Like a centrepiece. Well, I don't know about you, Jim, but I'm happy for Susie to get one.
Suze, you want to trade us anything or?
Pardon?
Do you want to trade you or are we just giving it out?
Well, you want to get something out of Susie,
I could trade. I could trade you, say, my husband for a day.
Love it.
Done. There you go. It's all yours, Susie. All right, Hayley from Rugby.
Love a hubby for a day.
Hayley, how are you?
Good, boys. How are you?
We're going all right, Hayley.
Hayley, do you have a husband?
I have a boyfriend.
Can you trade us your boyfriend for a day?
Oh, I don't see why not.
What are we going to do with him when we get him?
Some odd jobs around the home. Mud lawns.
Is he handy, Hayley?
When he wants to be, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's got to offer something.
I just feel like I'm not getting much out of this. It's your autobiography.
What's his name?
His name's Michael.
Michael. Okay. All right. So, I mean, if we had Michael for a day, what's something that we could do with him?
Well, he's very good at gaming, so he could probably hook up your TV and your gaming consoles for you.
That's fun.
We're always looking for a new gaming partner. Yeah, that's always good. Yeah. Well, I feel like we've wasted opportunity. We've given away about 30 books and we've never asked for somebody's husband before.
Okay. Hayley, why do you want a book?
I actually want a book for my partner, Michael, because he was very upset that he didn't get one from Gimmicks because they sold out. So I thought I might, see what my chances are to win him a copy.
Did he go down to Dimmicks Hobart?
He couldn't because he was stuck at work the whole time. And, yeah, every time he went knocked off, they were already closed.
Oh, okay. This is good. This is for – and she's doing it for someone else.
Yeah, okay. So, hey, are you interested in the book at all or you're not really interested in it?
No, I am as well. We're both huge fans of the show, especially TikTok. So,
Did you see I broke my ribs, Hayley?
I did. I watched the video. Yeah, and
Hayley, it's not about him. We're talking about the
book. Shut up, Hayley. These book segments are all about you. Me and Hales just want to chat about my... I'm hurting, Hales. My ribs are hurting. I'm sore.
Hayley, would you like...
No, let her talk.
You poor thing. Well, I hope you feel better soon.
Thanks, Hayley. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Would you like you to write a book about it, Hayley? Would you read it?
Why not?
Yeah, there you go.
I would.
Yeah, Jimmy, the rib story. Right, Hayley, I didn't jump off that couch. I was pushed by Nate.
Hayley, I'll do you a deal. I don't know if this is how it works, but if you take a book, I'll give you Jimmy for the day.
Sounds good.
Hayley, you're getting a book for you and your boyfriend. Well done. Congratulations. You enjoyed, okay?
Thank you so much.
Well done. Now, of course, if you do want a copy of the book, head to our Instagram at Jimmy and Nath.
And if you do want to know the true story of how I broke my ribs, was he pushed by Nath? Did producer Grace trip him? Hit us up at Jimmy and Nath. I'll let you know.
Keep an eye on Netflix and Stan.
Yeah,
it's going to probably be on like Fetch or something.
Yeah,
like that.
We'll probably give it away for free on a USB. Nath, please welcome to the show. Get the round of applause ready for one of the most stunningly handsome gentlemen that we've... Grace, stop printing off photos of this bloke and put it on the paper. It makes me feel bad. That's why I'm in radio.
Print off an ug photo.
We're ugly. It's why we're in radio. Mate, very exciting. Peacock and Jones is reopening tomorrow night. To tell us a little bit more about it, please welcome the general manager, Matt Casey.
Matty.
G'day, guys. And I'm glad I haven't changed my profile photo for the last 30 years.
Oh, that's it. It's an old
thank
photo.
Thank God. He's ugly now. Oh. Thank God.
That's
thank
all I God. Wanted you to say. Thank you, Matt.
Always good for the confidence, Matty. Yeah.
Matty, must be pretty exciting. Peacock and Jones reopening tomorrow night.
Oh, thanks so much, guys. Yep. So we have our mega chef back, Jeff Workman. Isn't that a great name, by the way, guys?
Yeah, it's a great name, Workman.
Like an 80s sort of TV superstar hero type person. Anyway.
Yeah, Workman. Yeah.
Oh, Jeffy Workman.
On the tools with Workman.
Who's out the back? Oh, we just got to work.
So Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, we're open Peacock and Jones, which is pretty much our foodies delight restaurant. all about celebrating food, celebrating fun and joy with food and Tassie produce, unique flavours, and just a really great time in a really beautiful setting on the oldest building in Hunter Street.
Of course. Maddie, how long has this been in the works for, to reopen Peacock and Jones?
Oh, this one's actually been in the works for quite a while. We've been hopeful to open it for, you know, probably the last 3 months or so. Securing Jeff back, he took a one-year hiatus, was kind of key. He's an ex-Sapphire sort of superstar chef and knows his thing, and just getting a good team together. But, look, along with Henry Jones, it'll be opening in 2 weeks, which is really exciting as well. That for me is all of our properties back. Even if they're back just 2 or 3 days a week, at least they're back and people are back to work. So that makes us pretty stoked.
Yeah, it must be exciting to have them back open. And I guess, you know, at a point now, we were only talking about the travel vouchers earlier. Like, people are getting out. They want to explore and see their own backyard. And I guess what would you say to those people listening to the show, Matty, that maybe haven't been to Peacock and Jones and they do want to check it out? Like, what is the thing that I guess people need to know?
Oh, thanks, guys. Well, obviously, gorgeous people, as you guys suggested. That's a big plus.
Oh, Jeffy Workman, I've seen him. He's a good looking person.
Yeah. So Peacock and Jones is really about, for us, it's about celebrating food. So it's a bit of an event at the table to run through the menu, to talk it through. There's a lot of great sort of small Tassie suppliers on the menu there. And he's just a very clever chef that sort of lives for food. I shouldn't say that because he has a wife and kids as well. We live through his wife and his kids. And then secondary, very close behind is food. You get to sort of, if you're a foodie and you like exploring those things, it's a place where you come and gain a bit of knowledge and just enjoy sort of seeing different concepts come together, with the ultimate point being, to be extremely yummy. And you sit in this amazing scenario, amazing sort of location. You're underneath some of the workings of the old jam factory, so you can see all of that above you. So you've got a slight risk that some of that's going to fall on you during the night, which keeps you excited.
Keeps your edge. What's that, a bit of strawberry jam? Oh, yum, let me lick it off your face.
Well, last time that we shut down Henry Jones, when we first opened Henry Jones, the jam that was crystallised through the building, so all the, have all the old sandstone walls, actually with the heat, melted. And for the first, in 2004, 2005, we were dealing with complaints about the rooms bleeding. It's true. So, we actually had scones and jam on the menu, and if anyone mentioned that, we'd send them up some jam and say, don't worry, it's okay, it's not blood.
It's not from the wall. It's not wall jam.
Just grab your scone and just wipe the wall down.
Bring some Crips if you're going to Peacock and Jones. Maddie, I believe there's also an Instagram competition that launched last night. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's at hashtag Peacock Foodies. And to enter, people need to go to our Instagram page, which is at Peacock and Jones, A-N-D Jones, and basically bring six of your, share your best foodie snaps, like signature dishes at home or dining with friends or just cooking up a storm. I couldn't do it because it would just look like a disaster. And send through those photos. And we're offering free night at Peacock and Jones for six people, including one night each, so six nights at Mac One. So a night at Mac One for each guest.
Huge.
That is awesome.
And all you have to do is take a photo of some food, something you prepared at home.
Yeah, I mean, Spag Bowl Guys isn't going to do it, so, you might be out, but
Nath just grabbed me earlier, Matt, and he was like, Jim, we should enter this. And I went, yeah, mate, what do you want to cook? And Nath's like, I do a great Vegemite on toast.
All right, Matty, thank you so much for joining us, mate. Casey, of course, Peacock and Jones, General Manager. Get down to Peacock and Jones, guys.
Yeah, Thursday,
opening up
Friday, Saturday evenings.
Matty, we appreciate your time. All the best with it.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
Yes, Nath, it is Wednesday. It is Wednesday, isn't it? Yes. And it means one thing. It's Ask Jimmy and Nath Anything. It's where we answer the questions Hobart has for us, and Grace has picked a few.
Yeah, question number one. If you could hug any carnivorous animal, which one would it be? And that one comes from @James_Crystallis.
If I could hug any carnivorous animal. That means an animal that eats meat, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you hug me all the time.
And Nate is an animal.
I'm close enough. He's an animal. I'm definitely carnivorous.
He poops wherever he wants in the house. It's outside.
Pumping everything.
Rub his nose in it. Bad boys. Smack him on the nose.
Don't like it when you rub my nose in it, though.
I mean, if I could hug dinosaur, I'd hug it like a T-Rex. They're carnivorous. I know they don't exist anymore.
They're also not that cuddly.
Okay, Tasmanian,
you don't know that.
Tasmanian tiger.
Yeah,
carnivorous
nice.
Animal.
Yeah, nice.
I mean, people say they don't exist, but I know they're out there. Mm.
All right. This one comes from at Johnny Lakes 1. How many times during the day do you snack and what do you snack on?
This feels targeted.
Yeah, Nath, I'll let you answer this one.
How many times a day do I snack? Well, I will snack if there's something to snack on. I don't leave snacks available for a very long time. So it's probably going to be 2 to 3 times. I'll snack pre-gym, I'll snack after the gym, and I'll snack just before dinner, sometimes after dinner.
When does
a snack become a meal, though?
I just feel like you're an eater.
I'm an eater.
So like,
I'm a carnivore.
If there's
give me a cuddle.
If there's any food available at any time of the day,
yeah,
you'll just eat.
Always.
You don't really have meals.
Well, when does a snack become a meal? You know what I mean?
I think when you sit down with a big plate.
Well, that's
no, that's yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's what it does. Chips, dip, cheese.
Plus a whole thing of what chips did you get me yesterday?
Nice. Just some kettle.
They're beautiful.
Plain chips.
Yeah, they're good.
Some hummus.
Put them in a bowl for me.
Yeah.
It's good.
So Nath is constantly snacking. You ate that. You finished off that tub of ice cream the other night.
I did too, yeah.
Yeah, late night snack.
Mm. The answer is it doesn't stop.
All right, this one comes from at Josh Mundy 2020. Are you just friends or are you related or something?
I always want to be more than friends.
Let's get a paternity test.
I want to be more than friends, Grace, but Nath just keeps pushing me away.
It's because you're too needy.
Oh, you love me.
You make it too easy, you know what I mean?
No, we are just friends, but I was saying earlier in the show, you have a lot in common with my mother because she's so nice.
We could be brothers.
We could be brothers.
We could be brothers.
I don't have any brothers or sisters. I'm an only child, so I don't know what it's like to have a sibling, but I would imagine... Nathan's like a little brother I never had.
Yeah. I'm like a brother.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really cute.
It's nice. And you're like a sister.
Oh, thanks.
No,
like a second cousin.
All right, this one comes...
Like a second cousin. We can still kiss you.
Yeah. Yeah. Not first, but second, you know, you thought about it. She's cute.
You've really thrown me off.
She's blushing.
You thought about it.
I have not thought about it.
Thought about what?
No. Let's shut
I've been really thinking about my second cousin Gracie.
We need to get your mum on the phone. Just choose.
All right, this last question comes from at Chloe. When you shower, do you face towards or away from the water?
Towards or away from the water? Well, I mean, the water comes at you regardless, doesn't it?
No, if you have one of those, it depends what shower you have. If you have one above you, it comes down.
I've got one
down.
Above me. Who doesn't have a shower head above them?
I have one that comes out. In an angle.
Yeah.
Really?
You know the one you get a hotel and they're on the wall and they come out at you.
Yeah, no, mine comes down, like raining.
Yeah, no, but I'm not saying the one now, but like if you had one of them that come out at you.
Yeah, right. I'd probably face my back to it because you don't want to get your bits. Might hurt. You know what I mean? Depends if it comes like hot or fast or...
Yeah, no.
You,
but sometimes you want the water and you want it on your face.
Yeah. Well, so you turn. You kind of, like, I turn. Like a rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll turn around and make sure it gets everything for me.
I have a, I've actually never asked anyone this because, you know, you don't usually shower with people. Right. It's turning around this year.
Like a rotisserie chicken.
Yeah. I soap up with the shower off and then I turn the shower back on to get rid of it.
Wait, so you have pauses during your showers?
Yes. Yeah. I turn the shower off, soap up, turn the shower back on, wash it off. Saves water.
Can you shower with your second cousin?
What did we learn today, Grace?
Oh, we learned far too much.
Nath, a traumatic video was going viral yesterday, and it's serving an important reminder to chat to our kids about cyber safety. And to tell us a little bit more, we have cybersecurity expert and child safety advocate. Please welcome to the show, Susan McLean.
That's the most impressive intro I think I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like
sometimes we're a lot better at them, Susan.
Yeah. You are. Like for Hobart, that's impressive.
For Hobart.
That's a compliment.
Thanks,
or
Susan.
Look, Susan.
Nah, I love your lots down there.
Thanks. Susan, can you tell us a bit about your role first? What is a cyber security expert and child safety advocate?
I was a police officer in Melbourne for 27 years. I was the first Victorian police officer appointed to a position involving cyber safety and young people.
Yep.
And then I left VicPol 11 years ago and started my own consultancy. So I do education, I write policy, I do crisis management, I write legal reports, And I do a lot of education, both in schools, corporate world. I work with AFL, Cricket Australia, tennis, do a whole lot of different things. And I do a lot of media.
Well, look, Susan, I can add that to your intro next time.
Okay, you just remember all of that.
Yeah, I will.
Hey, Susan, of course, I mean, the online and social media space, particularly for children, constantly changing and constantly growing at this huge pace. How can parents possibly help, I guess, control this and keep their kids safe in this changing environment?
They will never keep them 100% safe, because that's impossible, because there's always a risk involved in using technology, the same as there's always a risk when you walk to the shops and when you play sport. Mm. But the important thing for parents is to lay the ground rules early, but it's never too late to start, and keep the lines of conversation open. So talk early, talk often, and be an active participant in their child's online world.
I mean, you talk about ground rules. What should these ground rules be for parents and their kids on social media?
So if your child is not 13, they're not going on social media, because the age to sign up for anything is 13. So we're going to help children understand that rules matter.
Yep.
And we're not going to knowingly put a young person in a place of risk any time before they need to be there. Then we're going to have rules about device usage, time of usage, no bedrooms, no bathrooms, and the fact that if they've seen something that's concerning, or they're told something, or someone contacts them that they don't know, they have to come and tell mum and dad or a guardian about it. So you're going to amend the rules as the child gets older and gets access to different things, but you should never hand over a device to a child without some sort of rules in place, and use the parental controls that the devices have.
Yeah. Can I ask, Susan, when something is online or on social media that, you know, you don't want your kids to see, is it as easy as just saying don't go on it for 24 hours, or is it important, I guess, to have a conversation as to why?
Yeah, so you need to have the why, and you don't know, have to go into graphic detail. You don't have to explain it all. I mean, if you've got an older teen, they'll know what you're talking about, because every second person is talking about this.
Yeah.
But for younger kids, mummy or daddy heard that there was something on the internet that's not very nice. So to try to keep you safe, I'm going to keep your devices for 2 days, and then we're going to go online together, you know, on the third day. And, you know, you've got to tell me if you see something inappropriate. The problem was the video wasn't being searched by kids per se. It was popping up as a suggested viewing option.
Yeah.
So that they were seeing it inadvertently. And, you know, my fear too is the talk around this. The kids will over embellish it, make it, you know, it can't be really worse than it is. But they'll be very graphic in their descriptions, and that's going to traumatise children as well.
Yeah. Susan, what about the pressures? The pressures from other kids at school? So you might be putting, as a parent, you might be putting a lot of these ground rules in and starting early, following all the guidelines that you said. But how can parents, I guess, navigate the pressures from other kids? You know, they go to school, and some other kids may not be under as stricter rules from their parents or guardians, and they come home and they kind of almost feel left out or pressured into joining social media and trying to keep things quiet. How do you navigate that as a parent?
Yeah, and that's very difficult, and I think it's very sad when the good parents of this world that are saying no and setting rules and boundaries are pushing, you know, upstream against what I like to call the friendly parent that doesn't have the word no in their repertoire and wants to be their child's best friend. Your job as a parent, by and large, is to keep your child safe. So you really shouldn't be fussed about what other parents are doing. Your job is your child. And sometimes you just have to say no. Can you imagine if you'd put your 11-year-old on TikTok when you shouldn't have, because you wanted to be cool, and your 11-year-old saw that video?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? That shouldn't have happened, because that child should not have been there to be exposed to that content.
Should you, should you also be having conversations, I guess, with your kids as to what the other kids at school are seeing, what they're doing? Like, okay, what are the other kids on? What are the other? Is that really important as well, just as, I guess, the social side of things?
Yeah, it's a good way to start a conversation, especially, I always say to parents, you know, obviously conversations need to keep going, but when there's something in the media, that's a really good kick-off point to start another conversation. And it can be things like, have you heard about this? What are your friends talking about? What platforms are they using? And then that can lead into a, well, why you are a yes or a no parent. Well, no, I've looked up Instagram, and in fact, the rules for Instagram state you have to be 13. So we're going to wait until you're 13 so that you can go on and follow the rules, because that's what we do as a family. So, you know, most children are pretty reasonable when you explain it to them.
Absolutely. Well, Susan, we really do appreciate your time. Of course, Susan McLean, cyber security expert, child safety advocate. Thanks so much for joining us. And of course, if you or someone you know is struggling at the moment, the number for Lifeline 13 11 14, or of course, you can go to lifeline.org.au. Susan, we appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks very much.
Nath, please welcome to the show a friend of ours, a friend of the show. I love this bloke. I can't wait for the day that we can get him back into the studio. We can stop chatting to him on the phone. Head of the Mobart Mobros, it is Tommy Windsor.
Tommy.
Good morning, Mobart.
You must be getting excited. I mean, tomorrow is Are You Okay? But also another big event on the calendar, Movember, fastly approaching, Tommy.
Counting down the days. And days like tomorrow just get you excited, don't they?
Yes, these are great days. That, Tommy, it feels, I don't know, you probably have a better handle on this. Like, how do you think it's changed? Like, Are You Okay Day, Movember, these are big days on the calendar that sort of everyone's getting around. But what do you reckon, maybe 5 years ago that probably wasn't the case?
Yeah, look, it has changed a fair bit, hasn't it? You know, Are You Okay Day was sort of came in with a bang and created this huge awareness campaign with, you know, those four letters, Are You Okay? And it just had such an impact, I think, around Australia. We picked it up straight away because we're a country of mates, you know, a country of mateship and camaraderie. So we grabbed hold of that, and I think we adopted it fairly quickly. But now you're right. It's more than just Are You Okay? What do we do next? Because we know a lot of people we ask aren't doing that well, aren't okay.
Well, talking about what we do next, Tommy, what are those things?
I think that's what's been recognised by Are You Okay Day, by Movember, by Speak Up, Stay Chatty, by Lifeline. What do we do when someone says that they're not okay? And it's about those follow-up questions. It's about encouraging action. But first and foremost, and I can relate particularly to this one because I'm not naturally good at it, but it's just to listen. When someone says, I'm not okay, don't try and fix it. Don't try and come up with reasons why they're not okay or ways to fix their life for them. They don't want that. They don't need that right then and there. They just need someone that they know will stop and listen to them when they need to talk.
Do you think, Tommy, it's that's such a common one. Like, you know, you chat to someone and I think that is such a, you know, I guess it's an Australian culture thing. Like, you know, we do want to help, but sometimes you don't need to. Sometimes it is as simple as, you know, your heart's in the right place. You do want to help, but sometimes
absolutely.
It is just listening.
No, and quite often the people, if they're not okay, they're not in a place to conquer the how to fix. They just want to know that they've got a friend there, and when they're ready to fix, then they know that they can go back to that friend and get some more advice if they want it. But it's just those key things, listening, encouraging some action. So that's not entirely fixing the problem, but it's encouraging them and giving them the confidence that taking action is the right thing. So one of the things I always like to say to someone when they do open up is, thanks so much for having the courage to talk to me. You know I'm here anytime you need me. Where do you see the next step forward kind of thing? Ask some really open and leading questions, but just be careful not to shut that conversation down. And the encourage action as well could be to go and see a professional. If you think that your friend or your mate could benefit from that, pick the right time to encourage that kind of action as well.
Do you think, Tommy, that we are getting better at that, like especially here in Hobart and Tassie?
For sure, aren't we? I mean, Movember, you know, we started 15 years ago as a Mobart Mobros, and it was all about awareness and encouraging action. But now it's about delivering solutions and really making a difference to people who are struggling. And I think just the feeling in our community shows that we've really evolved from those early days around awareness and suicide and depression and anxiety being taboo subjects. I think we're well past that now. I think we've got it. We live in a society, and Mobart have shown it year after year. We live in a society where people understand these illnesses and they're willing to help out their mates who are struggling.
Mm. Well said, Tommy. We do appreciate the show. And as you know, we're going to get behind Are You Okay? We're going to be joined tomorrow on the show by Mitchie McPherson of Stay Chatty. And
legend.
You know, whatever you are planning for Movember, Tommy, you know you can count on us to be part of it.
Don't worry. We've got a few things in the works. I think we might have to have a chat over the next week or so, lads.
Well, pencil it in, Tommy. Pencil it in, mate. All right. Tommy Windsor, leader of the Mobart Mobros. As always, mate, we love you and we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Look after each other.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.